I really didn't know it took place until obviously after the play. We were just running the play and we snapped the ball at that point. And after I got up, I noticed that they had called coach had called a timeout on it.
Thoughts on the style of game, not a lot of possessions for either team, long drives?
We went in and we knew it was going to be one of those games where you're going to have to take what they give you. And I thought we did a good job of executing the game plan this today and tonight. And we just tried to try to move the ball down the field. And we were able to do that throughout the evening. And unfortunately, in this type of ball game, it comes down to one possession. And they were able to get that last possession at the end of the game. And we weren't able to counter that, and we had the penalty late, and that hurt us, and that's makes the difference.
And Matt, for the most part, you played pretty well, but when Jabbar Gaffney dropped the ball, what'd you say to him?
I just told him to keep his head up. I mean, we had a lot of ball game left to go, and Jabbar makes up play all the time, and he's a great ball player, and we needed him down the stretch, so I just told him to keep his head up and keep going and get back in the huddle. Let's roll.
Did you actually see how close that was?
I didn't see it, really. I mean, I let it go, and I just saw it down the sideline. And then, like you know in football, it's on to the next play.
Matt, the way the ball was moved very methodically, very steadily tonight, but when the field gets shorter, it got tougher. What, can you talk a little bit about what challenges you face when you get to that point where you're at the 19 or the 15 and things start getting a little bit more difficult?
Well, every time you get into the red zone, the field shortens. They have less field to cover, and everything just, the windows close, it gets a little bit tighter, and you just have to really execute down there and to get the ball in the red zone.
Did you feel pretty comfortable with the pressure tonight? You ran a couple times with the tackles?
The offensive line did a great job tonight. They did a great job. They gave me adequate time throughout the evening. I was able to sit in there in the pocket and throw when I needed to, and so my hats were off to them. They've got a great defensive line, and our offensive line really stepped up tonight.
How tough spot was that last fourth down? What were you looking for
on the fourth and long?
Yeah.
I was just trying to give somebody an opportunity. I think it was Ben ended up going down the middle of the field, and I had to get the ball off fairly quickly there, and just tried to give him an opportunity to make a catch. I don't even know the down distance. I know it was pretty long, though.
Were you surprised you guys went for it since the start of the season when you spoke for Tom Dr. Graham?
You know, it's just from one week to the next, you continue to try to get better, and you see different looks, and you become more comfortable with your teammates, and that's really where I'm at right now, and this is a tough one to take tonight.
Were you guys surprised when you went for 4th and 15 with, like, the punt team started running out of you guys?
You know, they just told us that we were going to go for it, and then we tried to go out and try to make it happen on 4th and 15.
You guys have been so good with the penalties in the last couple of games. Unfortunately, this comes down to a situation where one penalty basically kills a game-ending drive. How frustrating is that?
It's very frustrating. You know, I thought we played a great game all night offensively, and it just came down, and unfortunately, the referee saw it one way, and I'm sure we'll see it another way, but they saw it one way, and it took us to kind of kill that drive right there. So it happens in football, and we have to be able to overcome that. You know, you can't let it come down to one play in which the referee can determine which way it goes.
David Thomas just took the blame in the locker room for that. As a leader of this team now, what do you say to him? Have you said anything?
I haven't talked to him. I mean, I'm sure we'll go back and we'll look at the play, and I don't even know really what happened on it. Dave Thomas is a great player and a stand-up guy, and he would never do anything purposely to hurt this team, so I'm sure it was just one of those plays. It was a hustle play, and he's trying to continue the play.
Was it tough to go to Randy Moss tonight in the first half? I don't think you threw to him one time, and in the second half, obviously you did go to him. But
you know, they did a good job. They were rolling over top of him for most of the first half and trying to take away that side of the field, and they did a good job. And then the second half, we started to they softened up the coverage a little bit on him. We were able to get the ball a little bit more to him.
How tough is it to lose a game like this where you really did have the perfect game plan for them and control the clock and kept them on the field?
It's tough. It's tough to take. I mean, these games are the ones that in the NFL you really strive to win in, and they're the tight games, and we lost, you know, by 3 points tonight, and we had a great game plan, and our hats go off to the Colts. They won tonight, and we just got to regroup and get better for next week.
Your final question?
Thanks, guys.